parent.
Maybe.
He's like, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, maybe.
Are we live? Oh, I think we might be live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't feel like it counted down.
I think we were distracted by our dog.
We might not have seen it.
Welcome. It's Wednesday.
It's a crazy Wednesday. I swear, Willie gets bigger every time I see him.
Well, first of all, we looked at his weight chart the other day, and he is 7 months old, just about. Not even 7 months old. He is supposed to weigh 44 pounds. He weighs 74 pounds.
Yeah, he is.
And he's not done growing because just over the weekend, he grew more.
Yeah.
He's, what, 6 months old?
Yeah.
He's going to be 100 pounds. And the crazy thing is he thinks he's a lap dog.
100%. And so he is a lap dog.
Yes, he is. A lap dog.
Well, he's just on my lap for the last 5 minutes. Yeah. So I'm a bit disheveled.
We love him.
Traumatized.
Yes. We discovered that his paws were the size of my palms.
He licked Patty's hair.
I could have used some volume. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. Well,
good morning. Yeah. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And this is Coffee Beanery Sip and Share.
This is Willie down here.
Where you never know what's going to happen.
it's a little chaotic with or without the dog.
It is. Hopefully everybody had a nice long weekend. And of course,
he'll be 7 months on the 8th, Logan says.
Yeah. So 7 months on the 8th.
Yeah. We have it in our calendar to have a party for him on November 8th.
So, and thank you for all of our military families, and especially on Memorial Day, you know, remembering the people that gave their lives for our freedom.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
It is a big deal. So, but it's also my birthday weekend. I remember crying as a kid, and I asked my mom, am I going to have to go to the gravesite on my birthday? Oh,
just because
everyone's talking about
kid.
Memorial Day, yeah. You know.
Yeah. There's a really nice memorial grave in Holly, a veterans.
Yeah.
And we were going downtown that day to get a spark plug for a chainsaw.
That's another story.
Yeah. And the line was like around the corner, down a couple streets. Mm-hmm. Like it was really busy.
They do really nice ceremonies.
We went to Dexter and they had the cutest little parade. They had everything roped off, the whole downtown. Nice. They did a little cute parade. I'm like, oh, I would probably go there.
Yeah, that's really nice.
What are creme brulee is your morning coffee?
Oh, mint chocolate. That's what we're having.
Yeah, we're having mint chocolate. It's so good. I mixed it with my chocolate protein shake and it's really good.
Yeah, if anybody loves Gilmore Girls, like Britton and I do,
it says I'm the Rory to your Lorelai.
And I'm the Lorelai to your Rory. I saw these and had to get them.
Super morning, cute. Patty. Those are good cute mother-daughter mugs, too.
Yes, Sedona was not happy.
Although Rory in the last season or the reunion,
I didn't
love her.
I didn't see it, I don't think. I didn't see the later ones.
The newest season was disappointing.
Logan is engaged. Well, maybe I shouldn't tell you.
No, don't tell me.
Yeah, I won't tell you.
Watch it.
Yeah, please go watch it.
I didn't even know that they'd made more, but.
They left it on a cliffhanger, too, so they really need to make another one.
Oh.
But I don't know if they're going to or not, so.
I know it's one of your favorite shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I rewatched it not that long ago. Yeah.
I watched it as an adult, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, and then I recently rewatched it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Shows are nice to just rewatch.
It's kind of like a comfort show, you know?
I think it's like we went and rewatched, it's 30 seasons, so we're not that far. We were in season 5 of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh
but it is interesting to watch the character and their relationship develop. Like,
I didn't know who's on that show anymore.
I feel like I could rewatch that. Yeah. I liked Private Practice a lot.
I liked Private Practice. Yeah. And I liked back in the day, like Boston Legal or something like that.
Okay. I think I remember that.
Once they killed off McDreamy and McSteamy on Grey's Anatomy.
Where Grey's Anatomy lost me is when they started everybody was gone. And who can do a show for 30 years?
Right. No, Patrick Dempsey. Coffee.
Unless you're in a daytime drama.
She's on the West Coast, though. She needs more.
Yeah.
She needs a time.
Willie, don't eat quartz.
I mean, I don't drink my coffee usually until I get to work. So
me too.
Because it's here and ready.
I used to do that. And then I started taking my son to school in the morning, and I realized that to get through the parent drop-off line, I needed to be caffeinated or I was going to rage out.
I do the bus. Well, we go.
We
to,
do
we
the
drop-off,
but it's like super quick.
Yeah.
Like when you drive up, I mean, it's maybe
There's like a system, but like not everybody follows the, it's like an on talked about system.
Runs to kitchen.
Quicker. Love private. Yeah. Private practice was really good. Wasn't that a takeoff of that Boston Legal or something?
No, that was Grace Anatomy. Because Addison.
Patrick Dempsey's first wife.
And got her like own show.
What's his name? Derek Shepherd's first wife.
Yeah.
It was a good one. I liked Desperate Housewives too. I rewatched that not that long ago.
Like, that's an oldie but a goodie. What was that, early 2000s?
I had never watched like Sex and the City and Gossip Girl.
I watched those
a few years ago. I like it when you can like watch the whole season or the whole everything.
We had a roommate when my husband and I first got together, and my husband always worked in the restaurant, so he always worked nights, and Robbie and I would just binge watch Sex and the City. That was our thing.
He's like, okay, what was the Melrose Place, or not Melrose Place, that the one where they all lived in that neighborhood?
Well, that was Desperate Housewives, right?
Desperate Housewives.
I did try to watch 90210 like 6 or 7 months ago.
Oh my god!
As an adult,
painful.
Well, I never watched it as a kid. We weren't allowed to, right? And I tried, and it was just so like I couldn't do it.
I watched like the newer one.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'd be interested to know the relationships. So I went to try to go watch the old one. I got like two episodes in. I was like,
Some of them are just especially with like some of like the '90s themes where it's all like just a little bit much. Let me take that.
He's so happy right now.
I know, right?
A show called Sisters.
Oh,
sisters.
I
remember that.
Sisters. Didn't know how much I missed.
Was Alyssa Milano in there?
Was it Tia and Tamara?
No, that was Sister on Disney. Oh,
okay.
Knott's Landing.
Hey, Knott's Landing. Gosh. Oh, yeah. That's back.
Dynasty was good.
Charles is almost
Dallas was the biggest, like, who shot JR?
Yeah.
It was, like, the biggest...
I watched
had to wait so long. Mm-hmm. Oh, Willie, no kisses.
Charles
please.
Is 3 days Eating away from Harry. Retiring, guys.
3 days.
Yeah, Charles just posted that.
3 days.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Congratulations, buddy. Coffee's on you today. Coffee's on us, I guess.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I feel like I'm going through a war zone here.
He's just so chaotic, and we just love him for his chaos.
He just doesn't know he's so big.
No.
He doesn't care.
He's our baby.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't care.
Oh, there he is. And he's under the chair. So that's what he does is go under the... Yeah. He likes to sleep under the desk and under the chairs. Pretty soon he's going to be like Clifford, the big red dog, and just lift it up.
Swear to God, though, right?
My desk has like a front panel, but there's a hole because it can go up and down. And so he likes to get under my desk and watch people in the hallway and bark at them, and they can only see his eyes through the hole.
So what does it say? There were
five sisters, all with boy names.
Gosh, that sounds so familiar.
I'm Googling it.
I feel like my memory is just not what
Know what's really funny? So there's this guy who reviews that show Seventh Heaven. So that was, I didn't watch it, but I guess it was kind of like with a little bit of like a Christian background. But it's so funny because it's super unhinged, like some of the themes of things that went on.
Alex, George, and I love Teddy, watching Frankie, and Charlie.
Let me see the pictures.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that or not.
I mean, 1991, I had five kids in 6 years, so.
No, I was born that year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking I had so many kids that I probably didn't have time to watch TV, to be fair.
But Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives. It's just crazy that people are still on there. Oh, My mom watched Days of Our Lives and what's the one after it? It started with an A, or maybe it's before it.
All My Children?
Days of Our Lives. 127
episodes.
There's General Hospital.
No, it wasn't any of the
main ones.
No.
Julianne Phillips.
Another World or something like that?
Yeah, I think that was one of them. Yeah. Bye, Charles. Have a great day. Happy
retirement. Yes, happy retirement. Congratulations. Yes. Woohoo!
That's awesome news.
General Hospital.
General Hospital, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was called Another World or something.
Search for Tomorrow. I've heard of tomorrow.
But then it was crazy.
So off track. TV shows. Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to do something kind of fun. World. Another World. That is a real name for it. I think it stopped. I think it went off
I don't know. Some of these have been on air for like 40 plus years.
I used to watch Days of My Life.
So do you still watch General Hospital, Deborah? Is it still on?
Is my As the World Turns.
That's right.
So I, when I nannied for this family, they were Middle Eastern. And so they had like a Days of Our Lives version, but in whatever language.
Yeah. Okay.
And it would be Arabic, right? And sure, so she would have it on all the time because she was home.
Yeah.
But I was watching the baby so she could clean and get stuff done or whatever. Yeah. I'd just come over after school for a few hours.
That's
so she
helpful.
Could cook dinner and do whatever. But that show was always on and it cracked me up because it was like as
Marlena.
Dramatic of Days of
Our Lives. I love Marlena. Yeah. But then it got into like when you guys were little, I remember something happened. They were like witches and there was some magic. Something really weird happened in it. And it was very, they went a weird direction.
Dude, the storylines on soaps are so funny.
Well, this is like the funny, like, you know, drama stuff. But this was like weird. Like, this was like all of a sudden magic powers.
And come up with stuff for like 40 years.
Yeah, no. They hired George R.R. Martin.
60 years.
That's wild.
Yeah. No wonder it's generational.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. The only one I ever watched was one called Sunset Beach. And I watched it because it had Eddie Siberian in it. And his character's name was Cole, and he had no shirt on. That's the only reason why I watched it. And I also named my son, or his middle name is Cole, after.
Okay. So, yeah, someone was possessed. It was very weird. Yeah. It was a very weird. I don't like that stuff, so I think I stopped watching it. Yeah. But it was weird because I watched his little girl with my mom, then I watched it. I know you. I made it. You guys watch
I can
it
even,
too.
Like, the intro. Like I can still remember.
Is that what you guys, like, remember watching, like, when you were kids? Like, you watched that with your mom?
I mean, we didn't, like, sit and watch it, but it would be on.
We had TV on all the time. Like, that's how I grew up. TV was just always on. So that's how, when my kids were little. It's funny, I don't barely watch TV.
Like, we were running around playing, doing stuff, but I could, I just... The sound.
It was just in the background.
For me, my mom, when, like during the summers, we would watch, I think it was like, it wasn't like Nick at Night, but it was during the day they played like the old shows. So we would watch Ripley's Believe It or Not, The Monkees, Green Acres, and then what was the other? Dark Shadows. You guys ever watch any of that stuff? No. And so, yeah, we watched like these shows that my mom used to watch as a kid. So, like, you know, you want to talk Monkees? I got you. You want to talk Barbara's
I'm old enough that I actually watched The Monkees because they rolled down the hill.
Yeah.
Right? That's all I remember. I mean, I was pretty little.
Yeah. Bill, that's hilarious. He says, I called off work when Luke and Laura got married on General Hospital. Everybody at work thought I was crazy. I love it.
But it's you could only watch it in real time kind of then. So it was just so different.
Patty said, I saw a meme yesterday. They had a pic of possessed Marlena. And it said, I was this old when Marlena was possessed.
Yes, that's where it got weird. Marlena was possessed. It was very weird.
You know what my favorite part about Dark Shadows was, Deborah, though, was like how bad the filming was. Like you'd always see like a microphone.
Boom.
Yeah, like come down and like hit him in the head kind of. Like, it was just terribly done.
I can't remember. We tried to rewatch something, Jason and I, and the filming was so bad.
Yes. How about Land of the Lost?
It was House, which wasn't even that long ago. Really? And the first couple episodes are painful.
Rough.
Really?
Before they got some nice funding.
Maybe. You don't realize how far filming has come until you watch some of those and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, but some of it, too, it's like, I don't want to see people's pores. Can you imagine being on TV and like some of that now is so cinematic that you see everything.
Yeah, that's true.
I just feel bad for them because nobody wants to have their face highlighted that much.
No.
Okay, so we actually have something fun planned for today.
If Willie will let us.
So Britton was at Aldi. Logan was at Aldi.
Yeah. She found this, or Logan found it, right? Yeah. This cold brew system from Aldi. So unfortunately, with Aldi, you can't probably get this anymore. Do you need this box, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, you can have it. But it's really interesting because it is. We had to hide it over here so Willie doesn't get it. But
his tail was going crazy when he came in here.
It's this carafe, and inside, or you put this like filter inside of it, and you put 3/4 of a cup of coarse ground coffee inside of it. Pop it in there, put water in and let it steep. I let this steep for about 18 hours. And we're actually going to do the gladiola today.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So what this does, though, is it makes like a coffee concentrate, a cold coffee concentrate. It's supposed to be less acidic.
If you haven't had cold brew coffee, it is just extremely smooth. Like it is, the whole process of it. It's pretty cool.
Loud with that box.
And I don't like acid in coffee, to be fair. So I like my coffee.
Yeah.
Not acid. Yeah.
Okay. As long as he's distracted, I can mix this with the water.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a concentrate. Willie comes in every morning, wants me to give him a piece of paper. It's like his job. He gets so happy.
You just let him chew things and have his
day. He files his papers every day.
Yes.
He does. All over the floor.
Yes, he does.
He thinks he has a job to do.
Yeah. I actually just watched one of the dogs with buttons, and they have a destroy button because when the dog is feeling destructive or something, he goes and presses the destroy button, and then she gives him like an empty Amazon box to destroy so that he doesn't
really? So he gets his angst out because he wants to do something.
Well, that one took a turn for the worse.
Which is interesting.
That one got a little crazy.
Logan, can you get a paper towel?
Is he loud on camera? Oh. Are you loud? You want to take your box away?
Oh, there's a paper towel right there.
I guess
we're not hooked up
anymore. Yeah, so everything we do is loud. Thank you, madam.
Willie, go see Logan.
You take your box.
Go do your job. Go do your job.
Thank you, though.
Here you go, Brandon.
Oh, my gosh, it's so full.
Yeah, that's my fault. Sorry, guys.
Okay. So this is our Costa Rican gladiola.
This is gladiola.
That's really good.
It's excellent. So cold brew, actually.
I should have had this morning.
Yeah. I know, right? So you can mix it with
It makes a concentrate, and then you have to add water.
So you either can cut it with water or milk. But I was going to do milk, right? But I didn't go to the store this morning. With water, it's awesome.
This is delicious.
You should try it. This is so good.
This is very, very good.
So also
the design of it.
If you don't have a thing, and this is interesting too, because it does have like, once you're done with like the steeping, you can store it in your fridge and it has like a filter on this part of it.
In case there's extra grout.
Yeah, because sometimes there is like some sediment that gets out of the filter while it's steeping. But if you don't have something like this, you can just like on Amazon, they have the filter packs, or we actually sell cold brew here. But you can just pop your ground coffee in a mason jar and just steep it that way. That's the way I make it at home.
We found this at Aldi for $9.99.
Yeah, I think it was like $10. Mm-hmm. Actually, I would like one of these for home. This is delicious.
Yeah.
We can just
taste. And we haven't done gladiola as a cold brew yet, so I wanted to try
and see. I don't – gladiola is not going to be my favorite because it's pretty bright and it – it's a pretty bright coffee, but this way it's really taken a lot of the acid out. It is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. There's no
and
bitterness.
Still has great flavor. So you need to try it.
Logan's like, I want that.
I got a little aggressive with my pouring though, I gotta say. So my cutting.
Yeah, I'm curious what you think of it, Logan.
Well, it's only $10 too.
I'm on the cutting yours.
So is there a filter in it that you have to replace though, or just you wash it out? Okay.
Yeah. So like when I took it out this morning, I dumped the coffee grounds into the big plant up front and then just cleaned it out.
It's really good.
Really good.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I know. I was like, I had that gladiola sitting in here for a minute and I was like, oh, I'm just going to grind this. Ground it fresh, poured cold water over
it. And you did
it
coarse.
Mm-hmm. Coarse coffee.
Okay.
Yes.
You could do it regular, but it should be coarse so it doesn't go through the filter.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's a really fine filter. Like it's really fine. And when I first put it in, like nothing was happening. So I kind of swished it a little bit. So I'm like, oh man, that coffee's not coming out.
It needs to be coarse so it doesn't steep too fast.
Oh,
it
okay.
needs the time.
It needs for the time.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
Yeah, I usually like hot drinks, but I would never think I like cold coffee. But when I had it, especially cold brew coffee, because it's not just cold coffee, because it's over 18 hours. And we did a brewing test before. Didn't we do like 12, 16, 18, 20?
I was like a mad scientist one weekend. I took a whole bunch of coffee home. I had a whole bunch of jars and just played with the time. 12 hours, 18, 24.
And I think 18. We like 16 to 18, I think.
Yeah. And then different coffee you know, varieties. We tried to see what we like best. But yeah, it was pretty good. Drink coffee lukewarm.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in with my regular coffee. See, I don't like lukewarm coffee. I either like it hot or like ice, but not in between.
Yeah.
I like it always. Yeah. Usually mine's sitting at my desk for like 4 hours. I'm still drinking it.
And then you have four cups and you're like, which one was it?
I know.
Sometimes I just go into my office and dump out cups.
I usually put, I lose my coffee. I usually have like lots of different
cups. Bill, some people do brew coffee this way and then warm it back up because it is supposed to take the acidity out.
So. I mean, is it that much different than a French press then?
Well, it's something about the steeping method and the way that it steeps overnight. I don't want to quote the science.
Well, and the weird thing is I've heard it as more caffeine, less caffeine. Like I've heard so many like contrary things.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be worth doing this brewing process and then warming it up if you like hot coffee because it is that much different.
Well, and Logan says hot coffee that gets cold tastes very different than cold brewed coffee. So, and he's right? So if you let it cool down, it's different than actually brewing with
even process. Like hot tea and sun tea or, you know, that like, where you let it sit.
Yeah. And some of it's like, you know, the way that the water temperature like releases the caffeine and the flavor oils and stuff like that. And that's another thing with this, there's no filter that soaks up all those extra flavor oils. So you're getting that in your coffee as well, which is kind of more intense, but also more delicious.
But be careful of doing this brewing method with flavor coffees because sometimes it just separates that the flavoring and it can put that so forward that it can taste like baby aspirin or something. Have some pretty negative connotation. I would think the nut ones, vanilla ones, some of the berry
but
ones
some
might
people
be.
Have commented that they swear by it too so I don't
I'm
know.
Not sure
just testing maybe we should try it.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know that we've ever
tried it. We should try a different week. We'll try a flavored one.
Maybe next week we can do a flavored
one. I would like to do like a really aggressive one, like amaretto or blueberry cobbler and just see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. That would be fun.
Because I know that before we were going to try them all and do like a brewing methods, like what brewing methods you should and shouldn't do. But
yeah,
I don't know.
It's definitely a project, right?
A huge project.
Add it to the list.
I would recommend trying it.
Yeah. You know, doesn't hurt, right?
And so you can just do, like Patty said, use a mate. Like, you don't need this fancy Aldi thing.
$10.
But that does make it really nice. And I honestly like how tall and skinny it is. So it fits in the fridge really nice.
And the only thing I'll say, too, is that when I do it next time, I would, like, I put the water in and then I put the coffee over it. What I do next time is pour the water through the filter because when I did it this morning, some of the grounds were dry at the top where the water didn't get up all
did
the way.
Did it tell you where's the box? I wonder what it said to do.
It was actually kind of vague. It was, and I don't even remember if it told me how much water to add. I just knew that like it was getting too full. And then once I actually took it out, it was probably like up to there with concentrate.
So you take the lid off a second. So how you actually manage, you fill that with coffee, put it in there, and then you would try that though, because and then you put the water. So you add the water in and then put that in.
Yep. So I would have done it differently and poured it over, the top.
And then which probably is how it was designed to do.
100%. User error on my fault.
So put the coffee in and it said 3/4 of a cup.
Of course coffee, yeah. It was a lot of coffee. It filled up the entire tube.
But then again, this is a concentrate. So is it a 50-50 or?
Yeah. So then once you go to drink it, you're supposed to do 50%, like one part to one part.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if they have something similar at like Walmart, because you know, all these it's there on Wednesdays and it's gone.
The Isle of Shame. Yeah. The benefit of this is getting the grounds out easily and having enough for multiple days. That is true.
Well, I can door
that. It's really nice.
Right
and now. I love the lid having that extra filter too.
Yeah, because you have this lid while you're brewing and then you have this lid when you're ready to drink that has that filter.
It looks
on
like
it.
Walmart has one for about $15.
Oh, nice.
And then they have a pretty nice one for $25. Oh, they have a bunch of them.
You know, with graduation coming up, this is kind of a fun gift to give graduates too.
Yes. For their dorm room.
Yeah.
If your dorm fridge will hold a carafe that size.
I just think it even makes, they're going into adulthood. So it's kind of fun to make a different way to do coffee. Yeah. It's kind of an interesting gift.
Yeah.
I don't know, Meijer, Target, every grocery store seems to have a few. What's kind of called? Like this.
What does it say?
They're just a cold brew. They're all some sort of cold brew somewhere called Systems Pitchers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what we realized last week, Britton, is that if you click on somebody's comment, it goes on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
So then, like, if we, yeah.
I forgot about this. New.
Yeah, we just noticed this last week. Logan said, if the grounds sit in too long, it gets pretty bad, which is true because then you're over-steeping the coffee.
Oh.
Yeah. See, isn't that kind of cool?
But is it? Why is it only showing part of it? Oh, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So there's Logan's take.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I forgot. We accidentally did that. We're like, who's commenting up there?
I clicked on something last week and I was like, oh.
Which is really nice because sometimes we're responding to things. And first of all, it makes it big so I can actually kind of read it. So I like the magnifier
as well, though.
Yes.
If the ground, it gets pretty bad. Okay. Yeah. So you want to make sure. It's so like probably 18 hours is probably the... Yeah.
Like tea, you can oversteep tea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when we did our testing, when we did 24 hours, it was too much, but like 18 was like that.
I think 16 to 18 is what we like. Mm-hmm. Like we went between those two.
Which is really good because I forgot about this until about 3:30 yesterday. And I was like, oh.
Oops.
And then I couldn't get this lid off of this. And I'm twisting and twisting. I'm like, Jessica, I actually came to find you. You guys were gone. And she just used her thumb and just like pushed up. I'm like, thank God for grown-ups, man. Sometimes I need help.
Well, yesterday, Jason called me and he has to work in Saginaw. And he's like, he got on the highway and he's like, GPS is telling me he picks the kids up from school. He's like, I'm not going to get there in time.
And like they get out at 3:40.
Well, we won't push you on blast, Fatty.
Put her up there.
Like 3:50, and he wasn't even getting off the highway until 4:30. And you were gonna have the kids that night,
yeah.
So we were like, "Well, why don't you just go get them?"
I'm like, "I just can go get the kids. Then I'll get there right on time. It'll be fine.
It's probably Memorial Day."
And then I get on the highway, and I'm like, "I ran right into traffic." So I called Britton. I'm like, I'm in traffic now. You might have to like skirt around and go get the kids.
So I left immediately, jumped on a different road, and they're, 25 minutes away.
Did you get them in time?
She was able
I
to.
I did.
Yeah, she beat me.
It cleared up after a while. Well, it kept clearing up and then not clearing up. But, there were two accidents along the way.
Well, we're right off 75. So 75 on Fridays are like standstill traffic going north. And then on Sundays
Flint.
Or
during Flint, all these exits come in and
right 69.
So people freak out because like I-69. Literally you have like 50 feet to get on the highway and people are going
before
75
you run into, like,
and don't
wall.
Know it. Yeah. And then you hit a bridge overpass. Like you have nowhere to go. It's not like there's, and so people don't know. It's like, I'm going to hit you if or hit a brick wall. I'm going to hit a car, not a brick wall.
Yeah, I got rear-ended right there.
And there's like six or seven of those right in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a crazy stretch.
So it's kind of funny, though, because remember the MDOT, which is the Michigan Department of Transportation, put out something last year and said if somebody, like a just a normal, engineer knows how to fix their problem, please let them know. And I was like,
Don't we pay a lot of money for this?
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Whitmer's whole thing is to fix the darn roads.
Yeah, that whole thing is nuts. Yeah. So, and we're then I was on the way.
Yes,
I took the kids to the park and stuff, but on the way home, I was going to get Sedona. At one exit, they had everybody get off at Owen Road. There was a horrible accident right there.
Last night?
Yes. Coming the other direction.
Oh, northbound, yeah.
And then everybody stops and gawks. Of course,
there was a really bad accident. They finally got it cleared, and then there was a trailer on fire right after that.
Oh, no.
So there was no construction this morning on the way.
Bye, Bill.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I mean, everybody was trying to come home from Memorial Day camping.
I went to go get on, I'm like, I guess I could have looked at my Google. Because now I just went right into the traffic.
Something Jason you just don't
avoiding.
Think about, But
we do it often. Yeah.
I put it on every day because 23 is such a mess. It can be such a mess in that area that it's like I have options before I get on the highway.
And there's so many accidents between like Thompson Road and Owen Road too. Like it's
and there's
kind of
5 miles of you can't get off. There's no exits.
Yeah.
So you're just stuck in this 5 mile
mess. Absolute mess.
Crazy.
No, thank you. It is. No, thank you. Tell us your chainsaw story though.
Oh Lord. So we were out and I was at a friend's house Saturday for her birthday, which her husband did something super cute. It's her 40th birthday this year. So leading up to her birthday, he contacted all of her friends and he's having 40 different play dates, we'll call them, for her. So you picked a date and you pick a like cocktail.
Oh, nice.
And he takes care of everything. So you go over and you go on a 1 mile walk with her. Like there's like a 1 mile loop, just chat, hang out.
Wow,
we took the dog.
How thoughtful.
And then when he gets back, you have a cocktail ready to sit and chat.
I kind of want the cocktail during my walk.
So we took a picture with the cocktail for the like scrapbook that he's making.
Yeah.
And then everybody rates you rate the cocktail, she rates the cocktail. And then I think the one with the highest score is going to be served at her birthday party.
Oh, wow. When's her party? When's her birthday?
It's July 24th.
So I'm going to be honest. I don't want to visit 40 people in a row.
No, they come to their house. They all come to their house.
I'm going to be honest. I don't have 40 friends.
Can I have 40 people over the year?
No, it's over 6 months.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was like in a row. I'm like, that would be exhausting every day.
No.
I'm like, my husband trying to get me in shape, make me walk 40 miles.
It's been over 6 months. And then some of them have been double. So like two people come over and they have two cocktails and do one, you know, like that kind of thing. Yeah. But
that's no, so it's nice. An adorable. Yeah. What a very
the question,
thoughtful
was it
idea.
His idea or was it her idea?
It was his idea.
Nice.
That's very thoughtful.
Super thoughtful.
I don't have one of those thoughtful
So
husbands.
Anyway, I'm at this play date.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm calling it.
Yeah, fair.
And I get home and we have this
adult play date with cocktails.
Right. We have this big tree that has to come down. And my husband decided that it would be a great idea to try to take this tree down by himself. So So he did this like big toe strap thing around the tree because it has like three splits to it. So it's kind of dangerous, right?
I heard this story from the kids last night, so I'll tell their view of this after. Yeah.
So he does the toe strap around the thing, trying to keep the splits together. He does it around a live tree and back to his UTV so that he's trying to keep tension to get it to fall away from the place. Mm. So I get home, and the UTV is hooked up. This toe strap's hooked up, and I look out, and there's a chainsaw in the tree. And I'm like, okay, what happened, you know? And he cut the faceplate, which he didn't cut deep enough, the like front thing.
Yeah.
And then he started to go from the back, and then the tree pinched the chainsaw. He couldn't get his other chainsaw to start. So now it's just sitting here. And we're like, well, we have to leave it overnight because at this point, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
We go and we try to fix the big chainsaw to get the little chainsaw out the next day. And that didn't happen. But I got an electric chainsaw because I've been wanting to help, but I don't feel comfortable using a gas chainsaw.
Yeah.
So we're cutting off some of the smaller branches and that's going okay. There's a lot of creaking, but it's okay. And then there's this branch, I don't know, maybe this big. And we're like, well, maybe if we can get that one off, then the weight of it, we'll just let the tree go. That is not what happened.
Oh, no.
So apparently that one was holding up one of the large, large splits.
Oh no.
So he cuts that off. The large split starts coming down right directly where he is. He starts running. He falls when he's trying to run. He's got my little electric chainsaw in his hands.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he gets up. He gets out of the way. Now this giant branch, it was so dead that it just snapped when we did the little one. It hit the playset. It didn't do too much damage, thank goodness. But now it's hanging off the rest of the tree by the toe strap because the freaking toe strap didn't break.
Oh my God.
So just it's still hanging there, actually.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Call Herm.
Well, because the other tree is half cut. We were it.
Call Herm. That's
the
answer.
It didn't release enough pressure to get the all the chainsaws out.
Oh my gosh.
But it's like, now we got this branch. We cleaned the branch up as much as we could, but it's still, it's huge. It's hanging off the tree. And the tree is cut 3/4 of the way.
No. So the kids told me that their dad did something very dangerous, and they're very happy that he's alive and that he fell. He
did fall.
But he was fast enough that he didn't get killed by the tree, but it hit their playset, and that you guys made him go inside so that they couldn't see any of it.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
They were in the front yard cutting down their own trees. We got them like the little,
like hacksaw kind of. Oh, the little
like, clippers. Yeah. But they're like rounded at the end.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of these like little bamboo trees up front. Yeah. So they were cutting down their own trees all day.
Nice.
And they were very sore. They worked very hard. That's what they
did work really hard.
That's funny.
But when we came up, there's like, they kind of go around a curve like this. They cut out all the trees at this corner, and then they set up tables and chairs and made themselves a nature spot.
Oh, my gosh.
In the middle of this tree
section.
That
is adorable.
So now we just
have this weird. I love that they're not inside on their TVs. Yeah. It's so good. I love seeing your kids outside all the time.
But no, when Jason fell, and the tree's creaking horribly, and he's just laying there. I'm like, just run.
Yeah. Like, you're going to die.
He's like my wrist. I'm like, I don't care. Move. I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
I'm not saving you. This isn't a military op.
Yeah. It's one of those projects you up as no life one left insurance. Behind.
Well, you know. I'm just like, what in the world possessed you to do this by yourself?
Okay. Right? Herm. Yeah. It sounds like Britain needs your help.
I mean, like, I hired people to take trees down, like, not that long ago.
Most of them are not a big deal, but this huge, we didn't know that whole thing was dead.
Yeah.
I mean, we figured.
And I don't think you realize how heavy a tree is either. Like, it doesn't look that big, and then it's just so heavy.
We had the guys come, a month ago, and because we had, like, a dead tree, but it was between a fence and power lines, right? Yeah. And literally, you could put your hand on it and move it. Yeah. And he had to climb a tree in the neighbor's backyard and, like, hang down and, like, cut it. And the spike of the tree went down like this and left, like, a gouge in my lawn, like a crazy gouge. Then he fell while he was doing it with the chainsaw dangling and stuff. But that man is licensed and insured and knows what the heck he's doing.
We had a friend who fell with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And broke everything in his body. You like guys. He was in one of those like casts, a whole body cast for a while.
These guys are called climbers, right? And they like are awesome at what they do. But I'm telling you what, that's not for me.
Well, and then Jason's like, well, what if we get the tractor and push it? I'm like, and then what if it comes back on you on the tractor? Mm-hmm. Like, no.
No. That I'm telling you, the guy we hired was really good. And you should hire somebody to finish that up.
Call her. I don't. Yeah. I honestly don't even know if a tree company would do it, would touch it at this point, because it's in such a dangerous position.
Yeah.
That
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like they're used to that because they come in to like things that have already fallen and things that are Jake, while he was doing my tree, he's like, I've got to go take care of this limb. It's on top of this lady's house, and it's. I mean, I've seen what they do. They know what they're doing.
I just feel like my neighbor's trees are going to fall on my house. And my old house, I wouldn't have cared. This house, I'd like to not get scrunched.
Well, and we don't need
especially
to clean
my
up
closet. It's going to come down on my
throw
closet.
It on the ground, and we'll clean it up because we do have the tractor, so we can cut it up and throw logs in the woods. Like that's not a problem.
Yeah,
we just need it down.
Some of that stuff is scary, scary.
Well, I totally recommend trying this cold brew and this little machine if you can find them at your Aldi or, like Britton said, they're at Walmart, wherever.
Yeah. Little cold brew pitchers.
Yeah. Or do mason jars and filters at home. Whatever
I do
prefer.
Like the feature that like it has the extra filter when you pour it out.
This one is nice because you don't even when I did the ones with the paper filters, I did get sediment still on the bottom. This one, I haven't found any yet. Like my cup is pretty clear.
When I feel like the papers, there's just.
Well, and that
it can be, a lot of people rinse their filters out for a reason. So you don't really know where they were made or whatever. Yeah. So I like the stainless aspect of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really I'm enjoying good. It.
I would like to try lots of different coffees in it.
I'm
going to
be hyped up.
I know. I drank. Well, these mugs are huge. So
they
ended up drinking like a double.
I don't like
coffee.
The handle at all though.
It does look really wide.
It's really.
Oh,
it's not super comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's a heavy mug, so it's like, well, I like little, I said, like, I maybe like little mugs like this.
Almost like this, like you do this with it, not actually like hold it.
But I can't even.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Because you have to do it with your other hand to do it. And then it's backwards.
Yeah, weird.
I did my pinky under it.
Pinkies up, ladies.
So that it wasn't so squishy in there.
That's not squishy. It won't even. So that's better. I mean, that's, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, cold brew is amazing. And, you know, you can ice it down or whatever for the summer, too. Mm-hmm. And a tip is you can make, which would actually be really good, is if you made ice cubes out of the cold brew.
Oh, yeah. People do that all the time.
And it is a concentrate, so you're supposed to cut it. So that's a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm. It is. It'll make quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Bye. Set bye over here first.